We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. Please stay with us.
What will we say in front of it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, with me, Ata, the host of this program. I have two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Sayyid Mahdi. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sayyid Mahdi, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
All right, for today's episode of the program, The Teacher, we want to talk about another akhlaqi teaching, Islamic teaching, and that is the concept of at-tawazu. It can roughly be translated in English as humbleness or modesty. Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. How do you define tawazu for us? I mean, what is the general definition of tawazu?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Humbleness or modesty means a kind of, let's say, khushu or khashiyya or ikhbat that are termed Quranically.
Yes.
In the Holy Quran, we have these kind of concepts, which generally means that you should deny and reject arrogance, mm-hmm. because tawadu is completely the opposite of or the antonym of arrogance.
Yes.
When you actually ignore this kind of arrogance practically while you're behaving people and treating people, you are called mutawadi.
Yes.
Mutawadi, of course, this tawadu is a kind of concept that sometimes might be misunderstood, because sometimes, for example, in some of the religions like Buddhism, they also have tawadu, but what we have in Islam as a kind of tawadu is this, that you should do tawadu or humbleness before a person who is mutawadi.
Uh-huh.
But when a person is arrogant,
uh-huh.
When it comes to a person who is arrogant, very much selfish kind of person, in the presence of these kind of people, you should never do tawadu. You should never do humbleness.
For example, the arrogant enemies of Islam,
exactly,
your enemy
exactly.
or something like that.
For example, you see a person, he is very much proud of himself. He's very much arrogant. He do not care about anyone.
Uh-huh.
So for these kind of people, tawadu is not good. Before these kind of people, you have to be again arrogant. Not arrogant in a negative kind of sense. Yeah.
Isn't it better to leave them?
At least you should not behave this kind of person with tawadu.
Tawadu, okay.
Because you enhance the level of his arrogance by tawadu.
Sheikh.
So that's why it's wrong.
We had so many stories and examples of the people who did wrong. And for example, in the case of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What better case and what better story than this? The enemies of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam killed the companions of Imam al-Hussein, family members of Imam al-Hussein. But when Imam al-Hussein himself was under the feet of Shamr ibn Zilzushan, he was praying out of mercy for them so mm-hmm. that they will repent and change, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So can we say that this type of a style or role model, isn't it better for us?
So that is not tawadu. You know, when, for example, when you ask good things for a person who is ignorant,
all right,
you know, who is tempted by Satan,
uh-huh.
you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, even I ask you to guide even this person,
mm-hmm.
to save even this person from hellfire, you know,
right.
This is out of mercy,
mm-hmm.
out of kindness of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, who is the vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But of course, when, for example, Abu Abdullah talked to Ibn Marjana,
uh-huh.
look, or talked to Umar Asad, the way that Imam Hussein is talking is not, he does not show any kind of tawadu in the presence of a person like Ibn Marjana, or for example, when you call Ibn Marjana with with that kind of title that is very much famous. So that's why, tawadu is different.
Yes.
Tawadu is different. When sometimes, for example, a person who is a kind of person who is not knowing that he is doing something wrong, or he's committing mistake, or he's committing sin,
all right.
out of a kind of ignorance,
right.
If you guide him, if you help him, even if you show a kind of tawadhu to this person, there's no problem with that. What I say is this, that in the presence of an arrogant person who is deliberately arrogant, who is knowingly, intentionally is arrogant, so kind of, in the presence of such a person, you should not show
Lady Zainab al-Kubra in the Yazid court.
You should not show any kind of tawadhu to this kind of person.
Okay, that's right. What are the benefits of tawadhu? Said Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So I think before we talk about, for example, certain benefits of tawadhu and this humbleness, I think it's important to kind of understand fundamentally where this is coming from. So, you know, this is one of these moral virtues that are within a human being. And if we talk about, you know, recognition of the self, this is one of these parts, or this is one of the parts of the self which one tries to inculcate in order to attain perfection. So this is a moral virtue that leads a human being towards perfection, this tawadhu and this humbleness. Now, fundamentally, where does this humbleness come from? It is the humbleness of a human being, of a creation, towards the Creator, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first instance of this tawadhu and this first instance of humbleness, right?
That's right.
So that the human being, the servant, the abd, the creation is humble in front of the Creator, the Master, the you know, the Almighty Allah.
That's right.
So at the second level, then you come to this humbleness with other human beings. And this is kind of what we were talking about, and Sheikh was talking about.
Yes.
So you have two categories. You have, for example, the category of people whom you should be or must be humble with. And the Holy Quran talks about it and these various different categories, whether it's our parents, whether it is our teachers, whether it is our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters, whether it is other righteous people that might not be Muslims, but they are righteous people, good people. These are all categories of people that we are humble with, right?
That's right.
And of course, then you have the other category is people whom you shouldn't be humble with. And
yes.
Sheikh was alluding to that. One of the categories of people that one should not be humble with, one is the arrogant, because if you are humble in front of the arrogant will only become more arrogant and will continue to do oppression.
Yes.
Another interesting thing which where we find in the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, for example, is that the poor should not be humble in front of the rich, which is another interesting thing, because when a poor person becomes humble in front of the rich, it is because they are greedy for that which the rich person has. And so there's other categories as well in front of whom we should not be humble with. Of course, just very quickly, because I think I will pass it on to Sheikh Rouhani, is that one of the benefits and the most primary benefit is that it brings balance to human society.
That's right.
When people are humble with one another, it brings this balance and it brings this kind of peace and tranquility when people are humble with one another as compared to if people were arrogant and mean and rude with one another.
That's all right. Very good. So first of all, we must feel humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not act like Pharaoh, like Yazid.
Like Satan.
Like Satan. Mm. Like the so-called nowadays kings of the world. We can say who feel arrogant a lot, killing innocent people. We can say not at all humble. Another important point is that we must feel humble before the people who are better than us in terms of spirituality, in terms of knowledge. For example, children to parents, students to their teachers and the mentors, isn't it? We can say, especially in the house style, akhlaqi speaking, we see that so many of the tulab and the seminary students have a kind of humbleness before their mentors and the teachers.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Thank you.
Humbleness in life can help parents very much and also spouses very much, Sheikh, in order to, we can say, find respect between each other. I mean, respect is one of the most important fruits of humbleness between the neighbors. Humbleness can help us a lot about the neighbors. What are the benefits, Sheikh? What are the practical benefits of the humbleness in society and in our individual life, Sheikh?
You know, if you show humbleness to the people, first of all, we know that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you because of this tawadu or humbleness and modesty that you show to the people. This is the first point, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward are guaranteed for you. And the second point is that in this world, in this earthly life again, if you show tawadu to the good people, as you rightly mentioned, to your neighbors, to your family members, your children, your relatives, your community, society, the people you know them, of course, if you show a kind of humbleness and modesty and respect to the others, you will receive the same things from the others. Then you will be honored, you will be respected, you will be also treated and behaved with a kind of modesty and humbleness by the others.
Okay.
So in fact, you enhance your own status, your own position in the community, in the society. That this is what you receive.
That's right.
Beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rewards in the hereafter life, even in this life, you will have your rewards. What is that? That is, the people will respect you.
Yes.
It is very much natural that when you show a kind of respect to the people will automatically respect you because you will have that feedback. But of course, if you show a kind of arrogance, absolutely the people will do the same thing, because Islamically talking, as I mentioned before, that Islam even tells us that if you see a person who is arrogant and who is intentionally behaving with full of arrogancy, arrogance, you should not treat him with humbleness.
Yes.
Because that will harm him more, because he become more arrogant.
That's right.
Become more satanic.
That's right.
Then if you want to save him, if you want to guide him, of course, you should not show any kind of modesty to that kind of person, because he does not deserve this modesty and this humbleness.
Very good.
So, and also when it comes to the bringing up the children or training the children, it is very much, very much important to show respect and honor to your children. If you, for example, respect your child, he will learn the respect.
Very good.
If you, for example, show humbleness and modesty to your children, they will learn from you.
Mm-hmm.
And in the future, they will show respect and honor and, let's say, humbleness to the people and to their children.
To their children, that's right.
And the more you respect them, the more you train them better.
Very good.
The more you educate them better. But if you treat with them like a pharaoh, like Shaddad, like Namrud.
Like a commander.
Absolutely.
Like a judge.
Absolutely, in the future, they will become another Namrud, another Shemr. You see? So that is why if you want to train the children, if you want to bring up good children, good generation.
All right.
So, of course, this fada'il and these moral virtues should be taught to them while they are like children, like kids.
That's right.
That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us, and the Imam alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in many hadiths tell us that, for example, when your children are lower and the age are lower than 7 years old, like for example 5 years old, 6 years old, 4 years old, in this kind of age, you have to behave them, you have to treat them with full of kind of respect, honor, modesty, let's say mercy, kindness.
That's right.
Because of what? Because the character and the personality of this child in the future are shaped,
are
established in this age.
Uh-huh.
So that's why the first 7 years of the life of your kids are really, really significant. And when they become like upper than 70, the second 7 years old, again, you have to show respect. And the third 7 years old, again, you have to show respect and honor.
That's right.
In all these different ages, when you train your children, you have to show modesty and humbleness to your children to teach them.
Very good.
Otherwise, they will not learn this. And otherwise, in the future, each one of them will be another Pharaoh, another Nimrud, another Shaddad. Then you will not achieve anything in this world, neither in the hereafter life. Because in the hereafter life, they will be azab of you.
Very good.
The way that behave the people, the way they treat the people, all this azab and punishment will come to you. Because you are the source of things.
Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, in a beautiful hadith regarding tawazu, states that among the main characteristics of a humble person is that when he enters a majlis, he does not sit down, we can say, on the upper front of the majlis. In fact, he tries to have a corner and sit down in the corner so that not to be seen. Another characteristic is that whenever you reach someone, first try to say salam. You say salam first. Do not wait for somebody else to say salam to you. So I am better than you. I am richer than you. I am greater than you in terms of my workplace or family or money or welfare. So you say salam to me. No. First, you say salam. Leave controversy when in the family, especially nowadays, politics is that's it. Everywhere you go, they talk about politics, they talk about this person, this celebrity in social media. Try to leave controversy. And we can say these are some of the characteristics that are mentioned by Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Sayyid Mahdi, anything missed?
I don't know if we have 2 or 3 minutes.
We got about 1-2 minutes.
Yeah, just I think what the beauty about humbleness here is that we find that Satan, was the first one to kind of break this command of humbleness. So the opposite of humbleness is arrogance, is this takabbur and kibr. And so the first one to very openly, if not the first one to do it at the level that Shaitan did, was Iblis, was Satan. And so this arrogance was so disliked by the Almighty Allah, because who has the audacity to be arrogant in front of the Almighty Allah?
That's right.
Only one who is very wretched and cursed. And so, you know, he was kicked out from amongst the various levels of the heavens. Mm-hmm. And so this humbleness is the exact opposite. And it is something that is highly recommended. And it will bring prosperity to human beings, both in this world and the next.
Inshallah. That's right. Thank you very much, Sayyid Mahdi and Shaykh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of tawazu, or humbleness, or modesty. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.